Welcome, everyone. This is Holly Berger of Lightworkers Alliance, and this is a free Sunday morning meditation call, and I'm so grateful for all of you that have joined the call today. The last time we did this call, we worked on adapting to energy influx. And when I meditated this morning and asked my guides how I could be of service, they told me that there is a second part to the call from last week. And I'm sure that this can go on and on and on with many different parts. But today we're going to work with working the energy of peace into all of our bodies, the main bodies, which are mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. You will need to have those bodies memorized, and that's why I'm talking about this first. The way I memorize the four main bodies is through an acronym. I use MEPS, M-E-P-S, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. And if you have those memorized, then your mind won't have to kick in during the meditation. M-E-P-S, MEPS. That is not the order that they are in. Physical is first, then mental, then emotional, then spiritual. But it's a little easier to remember MEPS. So we will get started now. I hope you are sitting in a very comfortable chair with your feet flat on the floor. I hope you have some water or tea this morning. And maybe something to write with. I like to have a little pen and paper near me. So take a deep breath. I think you all know that my web address is lightworkersalliance.com. If you need to find this recording in a couple of weeks, it'll be at lightworkersalliance.com. I will start with a prayer-style opening to set space and invite in my guides. We will all be held in sacred space for this meditation. If you do it by yourself later, please follow those steps to create your own sacred space. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy assist us by creating sacred space around each person listening to this meditation. We ask that our space be created with pure Christ consciousness light, and that it be sealed off around each one of us on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. Within these sealed and sacred spaces, we allow only frequencies of pure Christ consciousness light, the most advanced forms of truth and unconditional love, and none other. We ask that Source assist us by sending forth our guides, angels, ascended masters, all appropriate beings of light that work with each one of us through the realms of pure Christ consciousness light. We ask that each of us be blessed with pure light for our physical bodies, allowing that light to move through all aspects, all levels and layers, all time, space, and dimension of each one of us, working with our own highest and best good for cleaning, clearing, healing. We ask that as we release, all the things releasing be surrounded with light and taken onto their own highest outworkings. We ask that this release protocol continue throughout our meditation and as appropriate for each person listening. We ask that Source help each of us to ground and connect to the core of the earth. We ask that our guides assist us and help us to strengthen and enhance our grounding cords. Each of us grounding as appropriate for our own individual energy bodies. We ask that we be connected to our high selves and the I Am Presence via our crystalline cords of light, again taken care of by our guides and angels, enhanced, repaired if necessary. We are each now in vast pillars of light. And we ask for more clearing and healing and balancing. We ask that Source bless each one of us with pure Christ consciousness light to use in any way appropriate for each of us to heal, to feel peace and harmony and balance, to be brought into the most appropriate frequencies for our meditation today. As we join together in meditation, we ask that Source help us to join at the Oversoul level or higher, each maintaining our own protection and sacred space. I am so grateful to all of the light beings present. I am grateful for the guidance and direction. I am grateful to the angels, the ascended masters, to their guidance and direction, to all forms of light. And in this gratitude, with release protocol and divine accordance in place, we open our meditation. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Taking a deep breath, imagine now that you are in sacred space. The frequencies around you are increasing. As they increase, your guides and angels, your guardian angel, are all able to do work with your physical body to enhance or heal or do anything that is appropriate for you in this moment. As the frequencies around you rise and as your physical body is clarified, you are able to increase the frequency and raise your consciousness. Imagine as you raise your consciousness that you actually elevate in dimension, living your third dimensional life in buildings, driving cars, touching objects. You will now find yourself rising through the fourth dimension, bypassing all the things in the fourth dimension. We're going to go straight to fifth dimensional frequencies. Your guides know exactly how to do this. You may have a sense that your chair is raising in the air. You may feel that you are on a magic carpet. You may feel that you are floating. Whatever it is, let your guides give you that impression. And just accept whatever it is. Feel it and allow yourself to rise and rise and rise. And when you have reached fifth dimensional frequencies, you will stabilize, you will feel safe, you will feel your guidance around you and your sacred space. From your fifth dimensional frequencies, you are very grounded. Your grounding cord goes all the way back down below you to your physical body, and below that, moving through earth, through dirt and rocks and sediment, through water, maybe even life forms. Your grounding energy will move through things without disturbing or disrupting. Your guides will assist you in connecting to the very center of the earth. The center of the earth is a wide, vast place. It is the size of a city, and your guides will know exactly how to ground you for your stabilization, for your nurturing, for your peacefulness. And as you ground to Mother Gaia and to the core of the planet, you give your energy and service as a light worker. And Gaia and the Earth respond with beautiful light that comes all the way back up your grounding cord, further healing and enhancing that strength and connection to the Earth, blessing your physical body as the energy comes all the way up and up, enhancing many gifts that you have, helping you to embrace and hold your own feelings of self-worth and adequacy and beauty. And as these things balance within your physical being, as you begin shining out and radiating in every direction, allow yourself to continue balancing the beautiful gifts that Earth and Gaia are giving you. Your guides will help you with this, your pure Christ consciousness-like guides. We welcome none other. As this is happening, allow yourself to to see your enhanced connection to the divine. From the top of your head, your crown chakra, see the beautiful crystalline cord that goes up to a ball of light that is your high self, awakening, understanding, and helping you. And your guides will assist you now in increasing the energy and flow that takes you all the way up to the great central sun. Imagine a vast, incredible sun directly above your head, many, many, many miles away, but very easy and direct for you to connect to. Imagine this is the highest resource of Christ Consciousness Light, the highest form of divinity, the I Am Presence. Imagine that your connection to this light is something familiar, known, and welcome. As you allow yourself to connect to the I Am Presence, the vastness, the original unconditional love, imagine how your crystalline cord increases in capacity. And imagine how Source blesses you, sending energy back down to your physical body. All types of energy, known and unknown to you. The unfamiliar, healing things that you've been stuck in, releasing, recalibrating. Allow yourself to flow with this energy all the way back down to your physical body. And see now that that beautiful gift from Creator merges with the energy from Earth and from Gaia. And as these energies merge, watch Creator light going down to the Earth and Earth and Gaia light going up to Creator, and see yourself as the vast pillar of light that you are. As the frequencies continue to increase, as your cellular memory awakens, remind yourself that you are adapting to all frequencies that are appropriate for you in this moment. You might say to yourself, I welcome help from my guides and angels and all beings of light sent to me by Source. I welcome their help to awaken my cells, my DNA, my memory, and my capacity for Christ Consciousness Light. I offer myself in service to the divine, always working with what is for the highest good for myself, for my soul, my physical incarnation, for all the beings that I come in contact with, for my happiness and my peace. Thank you and amen. As you embody and experience the beautiful light that's working all around you, we are being given a visualization today as a gift for balancing energy and creating peace for all of our bodies. We will work with our four main bodies today, knowing that we are a great expanse of layers and levels. Some are known and some are not known to us. Some have names, some do not. We will work with the four main bodies and use the energy of balance to emanate out into all aspects of our individual creation. As you are held in these beautiful fifth dimensional frequencies, surrounded by light above and below and all around you, stabilized, not moving up or down, imagine now that there is a room that forms around you. The room is square, and it's big enough for you to feel very comfortable in, but not so big that you can't see the walls. There are four blank walls. If anything shows up in your room, just tell the object or the message, thank you, please come back to me at another time. Four blank walls. Please make them white or something very light in color. The ceiling and the floor also blank. Just like a box, a cube, a square. You are very comfortable within your room, so comfortable that when you look up, instead of seeing the ceiling, you let the ceiling dissolve so that you can see above you and see the divine, see clouds or the great central sun. You see something peaceful, but you allow it to just be what you see. When you look down, you can see your grounding cord, and you can keep your floor there, or you can let it disappear and be stabilized in your fifth dimensional frequencies with your guides holding you in place. These four walls are representational. Each wall represents an aspect of your four main bodies. One wall is your mental body. One wall is your emotional body. One wall is your physical body. And one wall is your spiritual body. M-E-P-S. The visualization we are given today is to imagine that each wall is a graph. And the stabilization of that particular body is represented by a line that goes from the left to the right, a horizontal line right across the middle of the wall. If you're in any type of distress or angst, you may come to this place and say, "Show me my emotional body wall." And if you see the line as squiggly or wiggly, if you see it zooming up and down like you might see on a graph, like you might see in an Excel program on your computer, imagine that that line can be stabilized, and all you have to do is say, "Creator, Source, God, I Am Presence, Goddess, Divine, please send forth the appropriate energy and frequencies and beings of light to help me stabilize this aspect of my being. Help me stabilize and find peace in this body." Work on this until that line stabilizes, until it is straight across, letting you know it is not deep and down and low, and it is not high and arced. No peaking, no valleys. Ask your guides to show you your mental body, or your emotional body, or your physical body, or your spiritual body, anytime you feel any difficulty. Now that you are knowing how to do this, and your mind is remembering this for you, it will be stabilized within your consciousness and within your memory, and you will be able to do it very easily alone. Take a deep breath. Release the place that's remembering information. And call forth to your guidance team. You might say something that sounds like this. "Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, please send forth my immediate guides, my guardian angel, and any appropriate guides for me to work with balancing and bringing peace to my four main bodies. Thank you and amen." To begin with, I ask, please show me my physical body on my beautiful, very clear wall. Thank you and amen. Work now on seeing what that looks like and ask your guides to help balance it and represent that balance by showing you a direct line horizontal on your wall. And when you see the balance, you might say something like, "Thank you and amen." I call forth to the same beings of light. Please show me my spiritual body on the next wall. Please show me how to balance this spiritual body. I allow gifts of healing. I allow release. I allow awakenings. Always working with my highest and best good, please heal and balance my spiritual body. When you see your line going straight across, representing the balance and peace of your spiritual body, ask your guides to assist you in showing the next wall and the next representation. Guides, please show me my mental body. Please help me balance and represent the balance in a direct line across the wall. Thank you and amen. When you see the balance represented by the horizontal line on your wall, ask your guides to do the same for your emotional body. Always working with pure light, always accepting healing, always aligning self between the divine and source and Gaia and earth. In your vast pillars of light, held in fifth dimensional frequencies, balancing the emotional body. And when the line is moving straight across that wall, see that it is united through the four main bodies. Ask your guides to assist you in maintaining this balance in your third dimensional life. You might say something like this: Creator, please assist me in maintaining balance through all the energy influxes and changes that I sense and feel in my third dimensional life on planet Earth. I ask that I be blessed through all dimensions and all aspects of being, through all bodies known and unknown to me, through all time, space, and dimension. I ask that this balance affect other lives that are working through my soul and my soul family, if possible and appropriate. I ask that this balance affect all of my beloveds, my home, my property, my pets. I am so grateful to receive and accept this balance. Even if I am releasing, even if I am scared, even if I am afraid, fearful, reluctant, apprehensive, even if I am anxious, I ask that any negative emotions or experiences, I ask that they all be cleared and healed and balanced, taken away from me if possible. Please help me to accept new levels of peace and happiness, joy, unconditional love, giving and receiving. As I offer myself in service to the divine, only working with pure light, ignoring anything less, I am protected, guided, guarded, and loved. I am grounded to the core of the earth. I am connected to the I Am presence. In my vast pillar of light, decisions are easy for me. It is always apparent to me how to make the best decision for myself and for all involved. I am less attracted to difficulty in each moment. I am more attracted to peace, ease, and comfort in each moment. Thank you for your assistance and your love and your service. Amen. Imagine now that all the frequencies that you need to keep your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies balanced, imagine that they're all coming to you right now. Imagine that these energies are even familiar. You might have turned them away before for some reason. Maybe it was because of your learning or your education. Maybe it was because of resistance. Imagine that your heart opens now and aligns with pure Christ consciousness light, accepting all that's appropriate for you and releasing anything that is not. Imagine that there is a great violet flame right outside of your beautiful room, and everything that is released is transmuted immediately by this flame. Imagine that you, as a comprehensive, complete ball of light, can now offer blessings Now, you know, if you offer a blessing, sending your light out horizontally, it may not be accepted. So you concentrate your blessings and you ask the divine, please bless my beloveds. Please bless this person, that person. Think of those that you would love for the divine to bless in this moment. And know that those are powerful prayers, powerful messages. And as you bless through the divine Christ consciousness light of the I Am Presence, you are using your highest resources. You are remembering to stay grounded and connected to the divine and work with pure light. You recognize that sometimes people can't accept things because of their own divine awakenings, because their path needs to have certain things on it. We honor ourselves in that way and all others, surrendering to divine order and understanding unanswered prayers. As you are vibrating at this high frequency, you may ask for a specific healing for something in your own physical body. You may place your hands upon your body and feel the pure light moving throughout you. And as you are blessing your own physical body and working with the divine energy that you are creating in this moment, ask for Source to assist you in coming back down to your physical body. Release your walls, let them disappear, and release what's holding you in the fifth dimension and bring yourself back down your pillar of light, ignoring the fourth dimension and astral field, all the way to your conscious, chosen third dimensional life. We have all chosen to incarnate here on planet Earth. We have lots of reasons that are held within our souls. We understand that it is important that we don't know all of these. When we surrender the need to know, because we do know that we are guided. We do know that our soul speaks to us and that the communication is clear in each moment and that decisions are easy and guided and bring pleasant experiences. As we expand the light we held in our higher bodies, we expand that into our third dimensional being. We ground into our physical bodies and send that energy all the way down into our feet and out our feet. Each foot experiencing this beautiful light going all the way out, settling into our torsos and feeling the energy move down our arms and out our hands as if we have on big gloves of light. The energy is filling our neck and our head, moving out our back. It is activating, releasing, healing, and balancing all of our chakras and energy centers, our organs, muscles, our skeletal system, all the cartilage, every bit of flesh, even our hair full of light. As we continue releasing and healing through this divine light, we know that everything's being transmuted as we release it. And all things that are not welcome around our sacred bodies or our sacred space are surrounded with light and moved on to their own highest outworkings. We ask that release protocol continue to work for each of us as long as appropriate through our high selves and for our highest and best good. Imagine that you are still grounded because you are, and you're still connected to the divine because you are. Imagine that in your chosen third dimensional expanse, you are still working with the same light. You can bring those walls around you and say, show me a graph of my four main bodies and find where you are out of balance, where you are not allowing peace in your third dimensional experience. If you are having an interaction with someone and you are able to move into a space of quiet, you can ground, connect, call forth your guides, visualize these walls and say, aha, I am out of balance in my emotional body. I ask for healing and clearing for whatever that is. Thank you and amen. You can allow things to happen without education, without knowing what they are, if they're past, present, or future, where they come from. You can release and heal, and if you do this enough, it will become natural, and it will happen within moments, and you will find more peace and more management for all of the energy influxes that are happening. You may continue with this meditation, or you may wish to ground with me now as we end. I will conclude with a prayer to release our guides in the sacred space. If you continue, please enhance your sacred space once again. But make sure you're disconnected from everyone that was on this call with you, because we are creating light together. I'm so grateful to be of service and also to be having this experience with all of you. We are so grateful to all of the light beings that have helped us today. We thank them for the visualizations and the new abilities to find peace in our four main bodies. We know that there are changing energies, and we know that many of them are created by humankind. And we ask that we move above that creative intention, always holding stabilized Christ consciousness light within ourselves, seeing clearly, knowing what is best for each of us and all of the beings that we are in charge of, our children, our pets, those we care for, our beloveds, those we interact with, our friends and coworkers, all the beings that we share our codes of light with. We now release our guides and angels and the beings of light back to their realms of choice, knowing that they continue to help us in all aspects of our lives. We ask that Source bless them with our gratitude, peace, love, and appreciation. We separate from each other the Akashic Records and the Oversoul Connection, each in our very enhanced pillars of light, grounded, connected to the divine. We release our sacred space, again thanking all the beings of light that have helped us. We ask that all of our frequencies be adjusted to the most appropriate level for our human experience, for our grounded daily lives. Thank you all for joining this call. And we release and conclude. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. You may wish to take some deep breaths, jot down some notes. If anyone would like to contact me about their experience or with questions, or if you feel you need a reading, you can contact me at Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, at LightWorkersAlliance.com. Holly at LightWorkersAlliance.com. I'm so grateful to each one of you. I hope you have a beautiful Sunday, and I hope you join us on a call once again in the future. Namaste.